You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Justin Milano is kicking off the event Project 17, held at AUT campus, designed to inspire business starters and innovation. Justin helps exceptional entrepreneurs build thriving companies. As a serial entrepreneur and executive coach, he uses a unique blend of business coaching and leadership psychology to help entrepreneurs create breakthroughs. I spoke to him in the studio this morning. From my understanding, you're a coach and a mentor for people who want to start up new businesses or become an entrepreneur themselves. And what would you say are the best things for becoming a good entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, it's a great question. So yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for the past 13 years, and I've also been an executive coach for the past 7 years. And one of the things I think is the most important skill sets of an entrepreneurial leader is to have a growth mindset. So a lot of entrepreneurs, when you go to start your business, you could never anticipate all of the ups and downs and twists and turns that you're going to experience as an entrepreneur. And so the ability to be able to navigate all of that with a high openness to learning and an ability to know that this is all part of your growth and development is really key. If you look at every great entrepreneur of our time, even people like Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, you know, he had no idea how to build an advertising business. He got the job right out of college, right? So he had to learn all these new things throughout the course of building that company. So the ability to learn and grow is actually one of the number one skill sets that investors look for in an entrepreneur.
In your opinion, why do businesses tend to fail? What would you say are the setbacks for these new entrepreneurs coming into business?
Yeah, well, this is an interesting question because when you talk to most people and you talk about the reasons for failure, you hear a lot of superficial things like, oh, we didn't establish product market fit. You know, we didn't really establish what customers really wanted, or the market timing wasn't right. All of these kind of things. And what we found at Good Startups, our company, when we coach entrepreneurs, is that oftentimes underneath all of that are some deeper reasons for why entrepreneurs fail. Things like not being able to sustain the amount of fear and anxiety that they experience on a weekly basis. Burnout. You know, you're building a company and you just can't do it anymore. The long hours, the fatigue. And a lot of times, too, people are building their companies for the wrong reasons. So they're motivating from a place of trying to prove their self-worth. Right? Like if I create a company that's really successful, then that makes me successful as a human being. And from that type of motivation, what happens is that you choose to build companies and you make decisions on the type of products and services that you offer the world that you think are right for the world, but they're not actually aligned with your true passions and what you're uniquely designed to bring to the world. So it's really important that you get clear on what's actually motivating you and really motivating from a place of being of service to society and other people.
Yeah, well, that smoothly brings me into my next question, which is, so I understand that you're big on emotional resilience with teaching that in your entrepreneurs or your business leaders. So what would you say is most important about that, and how does someone achieve that?
Yeah, well, so one of our venture capital partners who sits on our board, he actually has a portfolio with over 100 entrepreneurs. And they were going, hey, you know, we give them money, we give them strategy, we give them connections. What aren't we giving them that's going to help them be successful? And you know what the number one thing that rose to the top was? Sunday night is their biggest challenge. Being a founder and a CEO, sitting up on a Sunday night and facing the week ahead and all the challenges. Are we going to have enough money? Will I be able to hold on to these team members, right? Will this new product or service, this new product launch, will it work? And so there's so much anxiety and fear and kind of loneliness that CEOs experience. And it's not talked about a lot, but they are experiencing it. So one of the things that's really key is having a healthy relationship with your fear and anxiety. It's one of the greatest entrepreneurial skill sets, because it allows you to see these things not as challenges and threats, but as opportunities to really step into more creativity and innovation for how to solve those problems. And if you do that on a consistent basis, the entrepreneurial journey becomes less like a roller coaster, and it becomes a little bit more of a smoother ride. So this is some of the things that we help entrepreneurs with, is really dig deep to help them understand their fears and anxieties and how to channel them into more creativity and innovation.
So what are your thoughts on leadership? So what would you say are the main skills of being a good leader that are most important that you coach as a mentor yourself?
Yeah, well, one of my favorites, it's a great question. So one of my favorites is, a lot of leaders believe that they need to have kind of a hero complex. Like, I need to know it all. I need to know all the answers, right? And they try to maintain that image and that identity as they're operating their company. And what that actually invites is other people in your team to do the same. So no one's actually talking about the real challenges that are going on, the things that you need support with. And so you start to kind of gloss over these really important things. So what I find is that leaders that are able to show up and be real and be vulnerable and be honest and straightforward with their team members. They promote that throughout the organization, and that opens up a ton of creative capacity. So I always say to, you know, founders and CEOs, like, hey, you know, you don't need to know it all. That's why you put support all around you. And that's why you build incredible, remarkable teams. So that kind of leadership where you're honest and vulnerable on a regular basis is really key to success.
What are your thoughts on New Zealand so far as a place for new businesses?
So I have been traveling all throughout New Zealand. I've been doing talks now in Wellington at, you know, Creative HQ and the Greenhouse down in Christchurch and on the West Coast in Westport with a lot of small business owners. And now I'm up here at the Auckland University of Technology and doing talks tomorrow in Auckland. And I can comfortably say that this is a incredibly brilliant, amazing entrepreneurial ecosystem. There's a lot of great support systems. There's a lot of great people behind all of this. I've seen everything from, you know, small business communities, local economic development agencies. I've had the opportunity to connect with the deputy prime minister just randomly when I was over on the West Coast, all the way to the incubators, the accelerators, and so forth. There are so many people that are working to create a thriving entrepreneurial ecosystem. It's very exciting, and it's so exciting that actually our company is actually looking at joining the Global Impact Visa program, which is basically a program to bring entrepreneurs from around the world to build companies here. And we've just found that this would be a great place to build a company alongside our operations in San Francisco and Silicon Valley. So if you're a young entrepreneur out there and you're thinking about where to build your company, this is a great place to do it.
So my last question for you today is, what are your best tips for new business starters?
Yeah, well, what I see for people when they're first starting a business is that there's a lot of fear and anxiety that prevents them from taking those steps. And that's perfectly natural. If you're experiencing that, that's fine. It's part of the game. Right? So I invite you to go ahead and take those steps and also realize that almost every entrepreneur I talk to, they always look back and say, if I knew what it would take to build my company when I first started, I probably wouldn't have started it. But what I can tell you is that starting a company, going through all the learning and the growth that's required to be able to bring a company to market is one of the most joyful experiences that I've ever had in my life. And so I say, go for it. But the important thing is that as you go for it, make sure you surround yourself with the right mentors, the right advisors, the right coaches and organizations like us at Good Startups or Co-Starters, which is another great small business organization here. Surround yourself with the right support systems because you're not going to know it all. There's going to be a lot of things you face you've never faced before, but just trust that you can navigate all that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.